are you this morning? Yeah, don't sound very well. No. Well, I was quite happy till 10 minutes before we left home this morning, because the theme for our meeting, of course, is our holy habit, gladness and generosity. And I was quite glad because I was coming to the house of the Lord. But my wife is a school teacher, an English school teacher. She often says, I've got apostrophes in the wrong place, I've got commas where they shouldn't be. And this morning she said, on the program you've given to the band, you've made a glaring mistake. So I said, what is it? She said, you've said the songsters are going to sing, now thank we all our God, A-R-E. She said, it's not A-R-E, it's O-U-R, it's your God, my God, everybody's God. Well, there's a theme for a sermon, isn't it? Well, this morning, we've come to worship not our God, but our God. Now, I'm putting the songsters in a difficult position, because you're going to listen when they sing to see if they sing, I thank we all our God, or whether they sing our God. And you can blame my wife for that, Kevin. That was her fault. But here we are to worship our God. And I hope, like David, you can say, I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Well, we're going to sing about it, and it's Psalm 486 in the song book. The words will come on the screen. Band will give us an introduction, and I'll ask you to stand, and we'll sing, Be Glad in the Lord and Rejoice. Let's stand together. Seated. Do you know, I have to say this, you looked as though you're at my funeral rather than at one of my meetings, and you're singing about being glad, and if you really are glad in the Lord, it should show on your face. And in our prayer time, we're going to remember that. We're going to sing a beautiful little chorus that says, He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's why we can be glad this morning, because He is our Savior. He's our Lord. Sing this little chorus through twice. Let's pray together. Lord, we're so grateful and so glad that you are our Lord. And we come to you this morning to worship and to praise you and to proclaim your holy name. I just ask, Lord, that as we meet in this hour, that you will be in our presence. We know you're here, but may we feel you in a mighty way as we listen to beautiful music, as we listen to your word. We would pray for those who are unable to be with us this morning, some working, some not very well, maybe some just not quite as interested as they have been. I just bring each of them to you, Lord, and ask that, this moment they will feel your presence around them. And so we ask this morning that your Holy Spirit will come amongst us and help us as we worship you. And we just want to say again, we love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to see some visitors in the meeting. And we hope that you enjoy your worship with us. And as always, we don't charge you for the tea and coffee afterwards. We pay for it here ourselves. But you are free to join us in the community hall following our worship this morning. But now we come to Now Thank We All Our God, and the songsters will bring this lovely song. The words you know very well. The tune might be a little bit different, but it's a really good, glad tune. So songsters, please. Thank you. Thank you very much, songsters. It really moves along, that song. Pianist loves it, really loves it. Gives it the stick. And thank you very much, Penny, for drowning the R and the hour. Brilliant. But the message was there. Now thank we all our God. Now, I put on my program, let's have a glad time. A glad time, because it does take a while for congregations to get warmed up. So I found a little chorus, which has got lovely words. It said, heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Father's face. Heaven is a wonderful place. But not only have you got to concentrate on the words, you have different parts to sing, and you have to remember those parts. And first of all, I think we'll teach the men how to sing. Okay? If you give me a note, I'll or too too high. Give me the You go, heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. Wanna go there. Right, gents, all the gents, that's your part. A one, two. Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. Wanna go there, heaven. Yeah, don't do two more, that's it. So we've got that sorted. Now, the ladies is, heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. The piano and I are different, but you'd pick two, whichever. So ladies, heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. One more time. Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. Well, that's good. Now we've got to put it together. The men start, then I'll bring you in. Okay, don't come in too soon. I've lost the note now. Right, gents. Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. Wanna go there? Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. Wanna go there? Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face. Last time. Gonna go there. Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face. Heaven is a wonderful place. You're smiling. You're smiling. It really works. I reckon we'll sing that chorus every Sunday morning as soon as you come in. Heaven is a wonderful place. Now, I've never met anyone who's been there. But the Bible makes it clear what heaven is going to be like. And it's filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's. Do you know, I enjoyed that so much, we'll have it once more. No, okay, a one, two. Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. Wanna go there? Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Saviour's face, 'cause heaven is a wonderful place. Stop! Brilliant. Oh dear. You're getting too glad now. We're going to stop that. Well, in our Bible studies, we've been studying the holy habit of gladness. And I didn't go to our last Bible study, so I'm not so sure about the generosity. But we'll talk about that later. But we're going to read now from the scripture. And when Simon started off the course at the beginning of the month, he used this Bible study, or the Bible verse, Psalm 100. Then I think it was mentioned again when Paul spoke about the same subject. So I thought, with two great preachers using it, I've got to use it as well. And that makes, I think it's going to come on. It's Psalm 100. Oh, it is on, yes. So if you'd like to follow me, and we'll read it together. Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. And for us, the gates are the doors we came through this morning. And we came in, and I hope you came in because you're glad to be here in the presence of the Lord. We'll think a little bit more about that later. But I need to just say to you that this church is very hot on child safety. We have to keep our children safe and sound. Anyone here in this church who works with children or comes into contact with the children should take the safe and sound course. You have to if you're going to be involved with children. But it also involves every member of the church, because the course that you go to and look at teaches you what to look out for in case there's something going on wrong between a child and adult in the church. And it tells you what action to take and what to do about it. And we're very serious about keeping our children safe. It's not enough these days, sadly, to say, oh, it's a church, it'll be all right. So on the 9th, I think it's the 9th of February, there is a safe and sound course which will take place here from 1 o'clock till 2:30 on that Sunday. And I invite every one of you, if you haven't taken the course, to add your name to the list and come along. And just, it would be great if everybody is on the lookout. Thank the Lord it's not happened. And we've been very, very, very pleased with that. But it's an important commitment we need to make. So if you can think about it, pray about it, and that's the 9th of February at 1 o'clock. Well, our Sunday school is not as large as it used to be, but the few children we have, we love them, and it's their turn now to sing to us. And they're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. And so come on now, children, don't be afraid. Come on, give me a sing. Come and sing with me, come on. Oh, they look organized, so I'll leave it to you, okay. Well, that was great, wasn't it? That was better than our singing. Made me glad, don't I? Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Now, we're going to listen to a piece by the band, which I've written down, and it's Dance Like David. Might perhaps for me to say to you now, because at the moment you'll see that Ben Winton keeps jumping up in front of the band and waving his arms. Well, we have asked Ben to look after the band for a period, and he's doing very well indeed. And this morning's piece, I did have a look in the score, but because I'm not a musician really, and I couldn't understand the score, I couldn't find what the tune was. But all I do see that there's a drum solo, and it says, "As long as you like." So tea and coffee will be served at 1:30, I think. Dance with David. Well, there's not many churches in Felixstowe will have that sound this morning. And thank you very much, Ben. And well done, Andy. Not quite right, but you will get better as you get older. Well, now it's time for the offering and the children. The primary will go to their primary room. The juniors will go to the junior room. And the youth will go into the community hall. And the rest of us will stay here with me, please. So we wait upon you now for your offering. Heavenly Father, we are so happy that you make us glad. And we thank you for being so generous in just keep on giving and giving and giving to us. And so this morning, as we have given our small amount compared with your love in our offering, that you will accept it, bless it, and help us to use it wisely for your kingdom's sake. Amen. Amen. This evening we have something that is a little different, and at 6:30, the church is together in Felixstowe. We'll be meeting here with us, and we will be celebrating together in our unity service. We have a choir, we have a worship group, and it's going to be a good evening of praise from round about, I think, is it 6:15 the choir will sing? 6:10 the choir will be singing, and then the worship group will be playing before we go into our service properly. Major Barry Wilson from Norwich will be our speaker at our unity service tonight. So please make a point of coming along and sharing together in that. Remind you that next Saturday is the first Saturday CAF, and again, we had a really great time yesterday, and if I tell you what happened yesterday, my little bit of paper, and a note from Carolyn and David, we'd like to thank all who helped in any way to make the Australian Bushfire Emergency Fund project such a success. The amount raised so far stands at £1,200, but we'll let you know the full total when everything is sorted out. Yeah, good luck. And Carolyn says, I'm sure Nigel and Joe will be delighted to thank you in person when they are home and coming to attend our meeting in a couple of weeks' time. So thank you, everyone, for all you did to help. Now, just to make sure nobody has made a mistake, we have a notice on the front and the side door which says that the cafe will be closed on the 4th of February due to a funeral. Now, don't mistake that, because the day before, on the 3rd, is the funeral of Janet Cracknell. And that's in this hall on the 3rd at 1 o'clock. And please, I know you would want to support and say thank you for a life so well lived. But on the Tuesday, there is another service, and it is Philip Skeggs, who was a regular attender at the coffee mornings and the cafe. And though the service is at the crematorium, the refreshments are going to be in our hall, so there'll be no cafe opened on that Tuesday. So I hope that sorts out what you need to know. Your bulletin is full of details of things that are happening, so please take it home with you and make sure you read it through. Thank you very much for listening to that. And now we're going to sing again and give you an opportunity to stand and stretch your legs as we sing, Father, We Love You. And the band will help us with a little introduction, and then we'll sing the song through. Let us stand together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Will you be seated? Read again from Scripture, and the words will come on the screen. And this is a little bit of a test for Thomas, because you're going to read the words silently that are on the screen, and I'm going to read a slightly different version of the same Scripture portion, and it's taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 47. And it says this: "So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved." May God add his blessing to the reading from his word. When I started putting this sermon on the holy habit of gladness and generosity together, I thought I would start with gladness. But I soon became confused.com. Because Psalm 100 says, "Worship the Lord with gladness." And then it says, "Come before him with joyful songs." Another verse says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart." Now, if I'd have listened a little bit more carefully to the leader of our Bible study group, I would know the answer to this, but I didn't listen carefully. And I tried to find out what the difference was between gladness and joy. So I went to the place where we all go to when we don't know anything, and that's the internet. And I found this, which made no sense whatsoever. It said, "The difference between gladness and joy: joyousness is a related term of gladness. As nouns, the difference between joyousness and gladness is that joyousness is the state of being joyous, while gladness is the state of being glad." I mean, come on, internet, can you do better than that? So I was confused.com. So I thought, I'll plod on. And then I realized that the Christian message is a message of joy. God gives us joy and gladness. The singing, listen to ours this morning, may sometimes switch to a minor key, but we still sing on. We don't stop because it changes into a different key. And the same in our life. Even though there are many sorrows in this world, the gospel message still provides the most uplifting and joyful words found anywhere. You know, countless people have testified to this over the centuries, including those who were killed for the sake of the message. William Tyndale, one of the very first translators of the Bible into English in the 1500s, was persecuted and martyred. Nevertheless, he wrote in his prologue to the New Testament these words: "Christianity is good, merry, glad, and joyful tidings that makes a man's heart glad and makes him sing, dance, and leap for joy." I didn't see much leaping for joy this morning, but I did hear you singing, and I was quite impressed that you found that gladness. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, it says, "The joy of the world is hollow, but the joy of the Lord is rich and abundant. The world's happiness will fade with time, but God's people will be happy forever." That's great to know. So serving the Lord with gladness, for me, it means getting more out of the worship. David in Acts, it says, was a man after God's own heart, and he loved to worship God. And he was glad, it says in Psalms, he was glad when asked to go to the house of the Lord. Sadly, many that go to church seem not to enjoy it much. Some sit with disinterested and bored looks on their faces. This is about other churches, of course. It's not about us. They look Others make an effort to attend, but appear to receive little benefits from their presence. And you ask those who lead singing or preach, often notice a lack of gladness. And the worst thing to find in a church is that when visitors come, they notice it as well. There's no happiness and gladness. Now, I have to say, with all my years on a platform, I've witnessed such things myself. And I've often wondered, do such people not know the Lord? They come to the Lord, they come to the house of the Lord, but do they know the Lord? Do they not find joy and gladness in serving the Lord? Are they not encouraged when they come together to worship with their brothers and sisters? So what is the answer to it? You know, we should find every opportunity we can to worship the Lord. We know that he is a source of encouragement. We know that when we come to his house, we can be drawn closer to him. But I have to say to you this morning, I've never known a truly happy Christian who was just a Sunday go-to-meeting Christian, said amen at the end of the meeting, and that was it until next Sunday morning. No time the rest of the week to pray or to read their Bible or to come in contact with God. Such Christians, if you can call them that, have a semblance of religion, but they've got no real power. The happiest Christians are those who have the most contact with the Lord and can't get enough of him. Is that you? Do you feel like that? You can't get enough of the Lord. Well, if you're not getting enough of the Lord, it's your fault, because he's here all the time. His presence is with us. And those sort of people, they're happy because they're stronger in their relationship with the Lord. They've learned how to serve the Lord with gladness. And my prayer this morning is that we will let our study of the holy habit of gladness help us all to be able to say like David, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You come into this place with gladness. Why? Because you want to meet the Lord. Andrew Roberts, the writer of Holy Habits, says this: the Christian church was born in gladness. Gladness for what God had done through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. He said there was gladness in the home, gladness in the temple, and gladness on the streets. So I ask you this morning, have you got the holy habit of gladness in the presence of God? I hope you have. So what about generosity? As Christians, the Bible is clear throughout its pages, we're called to give generously. Even in the book of Exodus, chapter 35, you will see the Israelites all generously giving the materials and time to build the tabernacle. But if any of those people decided to withhold the materials, or they pulled back their skills, then the tabernacle wouldn't have come together. Do you know, I got a lot of sympathy a little while ago because I woke up in the morning and my arm had lost support. I couldn't use my arm, and people diagnosed it. I had had a stroke, I'd pulled a muscle. But that arm wouldn't do anything. And I hadn't realized till then how important that arm was. I couldn't eat me porridge because I'm left-handed. So I had to go like that. I couldn't dress myself. I had to say, darling. Dear, oh dear, yeah, that was another story. But cleaning your teeth. Well, it's all right for me, I can take them out. But it's all... But I found without my left arm, so many things I couldn't do. Without you, however unimportant you think you are to God, without you, he can't work in this church completely. He needs left arms, left legs, right legs. He needs us all to support him. In the New Testament, God himself gave us his only son because he loved us so much. And that son died on a cross for us. And it set a model that generosity in God's people should be sacrificial. Not surface, but sacrificial. We should give generously in every way. It's time for us to celebrate how extravagantly generous our God is. And to count our blessings, we have surely so much to be thankful for. Giving is a key part of the nature of God. As an act of love and grace, first of all, you remember God created the world for us to take care of and enjoy and to flourish in. But what happened? The self-centeredness of mankind at that time damaged both the gift and the relationships that were designed to let life flourish. But, you know, God didn't give up on that. He didn't stop giving. He provided guiding principles for living through the law and the prophets and the priests and the kings with their messages. But people continued to center their lives on their own personal needs. And so out of love, God then gave his one and only Son. But even this gift was rejected. But even when it was rejected and Jesus was hung on the cross, God kept on giving. And on the third day, he gave new life to Jesus. And then at Pentecost, the gift of the Spirit that birthed a new early church and that community, who in turn were known for the giving. We just read from Scripture how they shared their possessions and they helped one another. They were generous to each other. And when we experience the generous, extravagant love and grace of God, a natural response should be from us to pass on that generosity to others. We read from Psalm 100. And this psalm is a great reminder of what God has done for us. That gracious generosity of God lifts our spirits with joy and should prompt us into gladness. And that gladness is then expressed through generosity in our worship and our praise. I read a little story of a church marquee, and a sign was flashing over the top of it, which was the title for the coming Sunday's sermon. And it was, "A great church is a generous church. A great church is a generous church." And the writer of this little story said, no, that's got it wrong. It's not that a great church is a generous church. It's in the eyes of God, we might be a generous church and therefore become a great church. We don't celebrate our greatness. We celebrate the greatness of the one who makes it possible for us to give. And so a generous church is a great church. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be called a generous church? You see, it's not all about money. It's about what is in our hearts. Extravagant generosity is not about money, it's about your heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, Scripture says, our lives speak. And out of our overwhelming sense of thankfulness comes our response to what God is calling us to do as his people. And what he's calling us to do is inviting you and I, as his people, to give more of ourselves generously. Try giving yourself away. Be generous. Smile at someone. Buy a bunch of flowers for someone who is going through a difficult period. A kind word. A lift to the shops. Pray with someone. Introduce someone to Jesus. Be generous with what God has given you. Share it. The Lord's presence is with us all the days of our life. If we can just hold on to those words with gladness. In a time when many are anxious, gladness is the gift of the Spirit that can be transformative. It can, well, if we started wearing our gladness so that others can see and feel our joy, you know, that could change the atmosphere. It could change someone's life. Let's share our joy and life and enjoy this life that God has given us. Practice the habit of gladness and generosity. Give yourself more to helping others to learn what you know about Jesus Christ. I say to anybody who's in this meeting this morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then maybe this is God's moment for you. Maybe this is God's moment for you. It's a simple thing. You just, if you wish, come to our place of prayer and just ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins and to fill you with his love. Or just where you are in your seat. You can do that. And then you perhaps can tell someone afterwards. Those of us who are professing Christians, if we have to admit that we haven't got the gladness in the presence of God that the Bible tells us we should have, then this may be your moment to come and just put it right with the Lord. We're going to sing a little song. This is God's moment for you. As we sing it prayerfully together, if there's someone who wants to respond and come and seek and find Jesus, or just come and to talk to the Lord, then the opportunity is yours. If you feel that's a little bit too much for you to do, then just where you are, make your peace with God. Ask him to make you someone who's glad in his presence. Here is our song. This is God's moment for you. A moment so solemn, yet joyous and new. Forgiven is all sinning, real life is beginning, for this is God's moment for you. Take the opportunity as we sing this little song through twice. If you need to make a decision in your life, then this is the moment. Or just where you're sitting, this is the moment when you say to Lord, if I've failed you in being glad in serving you and generous in my giving of your love to other people, then just put it right as we sing. Thank you. This is God's moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you for moments like this when we can just quietly sit and just concentrate on you and ask you to speak to us. I pray this morning, Lord, although in a very simple way I've brought this message, that we will have realized that we should be glad in you. And then we come to worship. We should be glad because we're in your presence. Oh, give us that spirit within us, I pray. And generosity. Simply ask that you help us to use all you have given to us and all we know about you and generously share it with those who don't know so they too may know about you. Thank you for our worship this morning. And as we move out of this place to the open air and then come back again for the unity service, we just pray that once again we will feel your presence and we'll be able to say it's been glad to worship you. Amen. Amen. We're going to conclude our meeting with a song which, when you sing it, it almost seems as though it's written for children. And it's called Sing for Gladness. And you'll see many times children sing for gladness and each verse. But we are all children. We're all children of God. And this song puts it just right for us. Children, sing for gladness, tell the world in song of the Savior's goodness who forgives the wrong. Spread the tidings everywhere, tell it all around. What a loving Savior may by all be found. Here's your last chance to be glad this morning. We'll stand together and the band will give us a little introduction. Thank you. Master and myself were looking to see if there was another verse, but no, that's all we got, Thomas? Well, that's your lot then. Okay. Well, let's leave this place singing for gladness because we've met with the Lord. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, once again, just say thank you for your presence and your power. And I just pray, Lord, that as we leave this place, that we will take something from our worship this morning that will help us to want to know more about you and to share with you much more than we do now. I just pray for everyone here as they leave this place that you'll go with them, keep them safe until we can meet again in this way. I ask this in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Band will play a little tune and then tea and coffee will be served in the community hall.